This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new report by the Democratic staff of the House Natural Resources Committee challenges the claims that trophy hunting fees promote conservation, finding little evidence that's being helped threatening species, mostly because of rampant corruption in some countries and poorly managed wildlife programs. They conclude that trophy hunting may be contributing to the extinction of certain animals. New mayor of London, with two daughters, bans fat-shaming advertisements on the London Underground. U.S. Senate approved a bill that require young women to register for the draft. Study from the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia says that poverty in America has fallen 40% since the 1960s. Money spent in the 60s was mostly cash, so now it's mostly in-kind programs. Food stamps, housing subsidies, or tax credits, which are counted in different ways. Hillary Clinton won the last Democratic primary in the District of Columbia. House of Representatives passed a bill forbidding the Internal Revenue Service to ask the names of donors for tax-exempt groups. Responding to a Freedom of Information request by the ACLU, the government released first-person accounts made to a military tribunal of the torture they received while in the hands of CIA in black site prisons. Interviews with dozens of athletes and officials in the Olympic movement revealed that global anti-doping watchdog mishandled allegations of widespread corruption, failed to investigate rigorously, and was hampered by politics to the point that it was largely ineffective in its mission to protect the integrity of sports. Even after receiving reports from Russian athletes asking for help because they were being forced to dope, the agency sent their emails to the Russian Sports Authority. Women in China are sending naked photographs of themselves holding their ID cards to peer-to-peer lenders as collateral, Chinese state media have reported, in a trend that may involve thousands of people. After heated debate, the Berkeley City Council voted 6-3 to place a measure on the November ballot that would raise the minimum wage to $15 in 2019. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.